You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On this Friday, commentator Gary Borders joins us to discuss an issue you can't see on the radio. You'll just have to take his word about today's personal care topic that's off-putting and anxiety-ridden to an extrovert and perhaps others like him.
I need a haircut. My hair has developed wings over my ears and is curling up ridiculously in the back. We watched a movie the other night with Ed Harris playing a derelict father who continually disappoints his two sons who long to make it into the big leagues of baseball. I'm starting to look like him, I thought. It's time to find a barber. Trouble is, I just don't like getting my hair cut. My goal has long been to find a barber who cut hair under a vow of silence, or perhaps only spoke Norwegian, making conversation impossible. Being in a barber's chair brings out the shy, loner streak I try to keep buried in my professional life. I am by nature not a gregarious, small-talk kind of person. You are a captive audience in a barber's chair. It's the same deal with dentists, except at least two people have fingers and cold metal tools crammed in your mouth. This constrains conversation, so all I have to do is nod and raise an occasional eyebrow. But when confronted by a talkative barber, I find myself tongue-tied and counting the moments until I can flee. I'm not antisocial in professional settings, having been forced to learn not to be over the years. It's the small talk of casual conversation with strangers with whom I'm doing business where I fail miserably. Thus, I have no certain person who cuts my hair. I usually go to a discount place that doesn't require appointments and take the first person available. I give up my glasses, which renders me at the mercy of the person, usually a woman, with the scissors. Not too short, I warn. I have a bald crown I'm trying to cover with long strands of hair on top. Nobody is fooled except maybe me, since I see the top of my head less often than anybody else I encounter. That's a fringe benefit of being short and myopic. A potential hazard occurs when the barber is done and says, "How's that look to you?" How would I know? Without glasses, I can hardly see her, let alone the mirror on the wall or the handheld mirror she's using to reflect the image of my bald crown off the wall mirror. "Great, looks great," I invariably mumble. I can't see squat, and I'm too shy to insist on getting my glasses back on to check out the results. So I tip the barber too much and escape the place. Once inside my car, I inspect the damage with the visor mirror. Often I mumble under my breath, too much taken off or not nearly enough. I'm telling you, this whole haircut thing is a bother to me. Over a decade ago, I served a year as chairman of the Nacogdoches Chamber of Commerce. We held a membership drive. The campaign chief talked me into agreeing to have my head shaved if the volunteers successfully added more than 200 members. No way, I thought, not in this small town. A total of 208 businesses signed up, and my head was sheared in front of a couple of hundred people. That ranks near the top of 3 decades of dumb newspaper stunts, such as riding a jackass during a charity basketball game, donkey basketball, and sitting in a dunking booth during a charity barbecue. I must admit, a shaved head feels pretty darn good. The trouble is, you have to keep shaving it day after day. That's more trouble than a quarterly visit to the barber, I figure, even if I have to engage in small talk. A friend suggested a tiny shop the other day with a traditional barber pole out front. He said the woman barber wasn't overly loquacious and the results passable. Maybe a solution is in hand at long last.
Commentator Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College